from Oroville on Tuesday, May 8, 2012. Some announcements and perhaps news. First, a quick look at today's weather. Clear skies, high of 34 degrees Celsius, heat index 41, humidity 76%, southerly winds 20 to 30 kilometers per hour, and tonight a drop to 29. This from B for the Cooperative Cosmique, the Aura users. An update. Well, with the dawn of January 1st, 2012, the Aura Note began to stir in Oroville in the wake of the cyclone. Many in Oroville didn't notice because it's a new small step, highly symbolic, more of a play than anything. Now, there are three ways of financial exchange in Oroville: account numbers, guest cards, and cash. Auras are a fourth alternative running parallel with the other three. All four of these systems are debit capital economics, ultimately regulated by a few people who manage the International Monetary Fund. This International Monetary Fund attempts to control all the currency in the world. The bubble is very large, and the speculation about it is only belief, or better, beyond belief. The aura, however, belongs to humanity, toward a concrete human unity. Auras are technically prepaid gift cards. They are not money, nor are they an alternative currency, which isn't permitted here. With auras, there are no worries, because the aura is risk-free, guaranteed by its own account in the financial service. Even if your aura note gets a hole in it, right in the middle, if it's torn, if it's worn, or otherwise damaged, it retains its full value and will be replaced with a new one or with 100 rupees, should you decide to opt out of using this aura. Auras are a zero-waste product made from recycled Oroville paper by Oroville Papers and printed in Oroville by the Oroville Press, using symbols of the values we are here to live. It took us 37 years to build the Matra Mandir, and it took us 44 years to get the first auras circulating in our economy. What does this mean? Well, aura use is determined by the users. Anyone can agree with anyone else about aura exchange. To get auras, you have to exchange 100 rupees each at the financial service with auto or in an exchange with anyone who already has some. There is secret security to protect against fake or counterfeit notes, but if you should have a doubt about a note, it can be checked. Today, if you go to Tonto's restaurant, you will see a little sticker on the counter window that says Aura Sharing, with a drawing of the banyan tree as it appears on the aura. So too, on the computer at Sachidananda, the raw food restaurant at Kodakurai Plaza, is this sticker. But of course, auras can be used anywhere you need them, and the receiver will accept them. The user and the receiver determine acceptance. The Visitor Center Cafe and the Oroville Boutique have also said they would accept them. Farm Fresh is another place. But remember, people aren't yet used to auras, and you may need to explain or check with the manager until the day comes when everybody knows. Anyone or any place accepting cash in Oroville is welcome to have an aura sharing sticker. Any questions? Please contact B at 994-353-2829. More on land and water. Speaking of Felicity's land issue, one of its residents mentioned the warning of the danger of seawater intrusion during the conference on water presented recently. That seawater desalinization is the only solution is an error that was not stated. The recommendation strongly made is for multi-sourcing. By analyzing and comparing the potential for each water resource using multi-criteria based on appropriate evaluation of the ground reality, the potential, the trends, and forecasted evolution, well, rainwater runoff harvesting scored the best score, while seawater desalinization scored lowest. Other water resources have their place as well. As no single perfect solution emerged from this meeting, hence the recommendation for multi-sourcing. It's clarity on the water situation. That's the vital intention. This is from the library. Everyone's welcome to come and take whatever they want from the library's donated books every morning, 9 to noon, until the end of May. Oroville Library on the Crown Road is open Monday to Saturday, 9 to 12:30, and Saturdays, 4 to 6:30 p.m. Also open for reading only and returning of books in the afternoons, 2 to 4:30 p.m. Here's a bit of timeless wisdom. It's all about choice. You choose how you react to each situation. You choose how people will affect your mood. You choose to be in a good mood or in a bad mood. The bottom line, it's your choice, just how you think, what thoughts you choose to entertain, and therefore how you feel and interact with others. Well, you've been listening to Oroville Radio on microphone Marlenka, today in studio Miriam. Questions and comments, please direct them to orovilleradio.org. And thank you for listening.